Hey everyone, this is Dina Jones, one of the founders of Joe Bean Roasters. At Joe Bean, our mission, Coffee That Lifts Everyone, is about giving selling power back to coffee farmers, as well as purchasing power into the hands of our customers. Through our network of farmers, we're able to bring you naturally grown, amazing coffee directly. Our long-term farming partners negotiate pricing based on cost of production, as well as quality of product, not on fluctuating, unpredictable market prices. This enables them to create thriving businesses with bright futures. And our customers get empowered knowing exactly who grows their coffee and how, as well as knowing they are a part of a new, sustainable, global coffee network. To try our coffee, go to JoeBeanRoasters.com and be sure to check out our Perpetual Joy coffee subscription to receive a rotating selection of single-origin coffee delivered right to your door. Thank you to all our Rochester friends who have supported us and our farming partners so wonderfully over the years. You are making a difference with every bag.
The following footage is certified PG. Pretty great.
It's Anomaly Presents with your friends, the Podcastronauts.
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
Oh, hello and welcome to the Anomaly Presents podcast, the podcast about the genre movies that we have in a festival, the Anomaly Film Festival, happening November 5th through the 9th, 2025 at the Little Theater, the Dryden Theater, in your eyes and your hearts. That's where we'll be doing it. Oh, man.
Production!
As you've no doubt ascertained, we are here in Meat Space because this is our preview show. We do this every year. It's my favorite show we do every year. All of them are my favorites, but this is my most favorite because we are here in the Lunchador Studios at Food About Town Compound. The Food About Town Pound.
Super excited to have everybody here as always.
Yay. Got producer Chris on the ones and twos.
Ready for business.
And the Podcastronauts. We've got a super secret podcast around tonight too. It's exciting.
Oh, I'm assuming that's me.
That's you. Ed. So our super secret podcastronaut is Adam. Cat's out of the bag. Yeah. Adam Lubito is with us tonight. Programmer extraordinaire.
You're too kind.
The guy behind the guy behind the guy.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been on the podcast. Thanks for letting me back and welcoming me. You know what? You're not welcome here anymore.
We invited you here for you to leave. Yeah. We want to recorded both audio and video. Because some of us are dedicated to podcasting.
Some of us enjoy being locked in our offices and basements for upwards of 2 hours every couple of weeks or whatever it happens. Anyway, so the reason we're here, I'm glad you're here, Adam, because you are the reason for the season.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us are. It's a group effort.
True, but you're the guy that finds all the cool stuff.
I try.
You do. So. Everybody, he did because this is the festival. So like, I just want you to it's happening.
Yeah.
It happened. The finding and the booking of the movies happened. The festival will be happening soon.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're listening, you know that we're a little punchy because the festival is next week. So we're getting there. Mm-hmm. So I will introduce the podcastronauts that you're familiar with, your old friends, your parasocial heroes. It's Kristen Pelk-Pacheco.
I thought you were going to say, like, old enemies.
No, you can't give it away.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
okay.
We keep that close to the vest.
All right. Well, hi, everybody.
And Megan Murphy.
Hi. It's me. They can't get rid of me. They keep trying. I'm like, I showed up. Didn't give you the address this time, but I knew deep in my heart.
Did give you the address. Please don't lie to people.
Just scratching at doors. Yeah. Is it podcasting in here? Let me in.
Days before Halloween.
That's nice.
And you're just trick-or-treating around the neighborhood looking for a podcast studio. Like, oh, it's the weird guy down on the corner.
I probably would have found at least one more before.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's fair. True.
Yeah. We are in suburbia. There's probably at least three podcast studios in this neighborhood.
You're all doing great.
Look, wherever there are men with beards, white men with beards, there's bound to be a podcast studio.
That's what they do call a group of us is a podcast, So we'll roll into it. We are here to talk about the festival, the Anomaly Film Festival, that's taking place mere days away. passes and tickets are available at anomalyfilmfest.com. I bring that up now because we're about to go through every single movie that we are programming during the festival. And by the end, if you haven't already, I guarantee you're going to be at the website picking up at least a ticket, if not a pass, because we got so much good stuff for you. And we're going to kick it off with Wednesday night, November 5th, 6:15 Eastern time at the Little Theater. It's The Traveler and the Troll and Dust Bunny. But we can start with Traveler and the Troll because I think we've all seen that.
Yeah.
And it's Adam Murray's short that precedes Dust Bunny, our feature, our premiere feature for, well, our first feature for the festival. So Traveler and the Troll, what do we want to say about Traveler and the Troll?
I think we were all immediately like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you like fantasy? Do you like puppets? We got the short for you.
They said it's perfect with our theme this year on top of it.
Yeah. It'll get you ready for the rest of the fest. Watch the short and go, ah, that's what they're going for. That's why we have trees up on the walls. Spoiler, we have trees up on the walls.
And we've talked before, the puppets are the way to Anomaly's heart.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Always. A hot tip for filmmakers.
hot tip.
If you're making stuff, please put puppets in it, and there's 79-85% chance you're going to be in the festival next year. So it's great. Erika Ishii, they're the star along with a pretty cool puppet. It's just so much fun.
Good stuff. It's a good classic, like, question in the woods, and then I think I can out-clever you. It's good stuff.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
And then our feature is Dust Bunny, and I'm going to throw it over to Adam because none of us have seen it yet, except Adam. I know we are waiting with bated breath to see it.
I was going to say, I feel like this is where I say, I appreciate your trust in me. Matt and I are the only ones who have seen our opening night film. But I think this is going to be a really fun way to kick off this year's festival. It is got a little bit of fantasy, a little bit of action. It is the first feature film from Brian Fuller of Pushing Daisies, Hannibal fame, and it has all the visual sense that you would want from something from Brian Fuller. And it's about a little girl who has a monster under her bed and needs help killing it, and learns that her neighbor may be pretty good in that arena. And the neighbor is played by Mads Mikkelsen, a veteran Brian Fuller.
Veteran Brian Fuller.
Sure. Yeah.
He's in the Brian Fuller troupe.
Exactly.
The ensemble.
And yeah, the best way I just can describe this is it's a little bit of Roald Dahl by way of John Wick. And I think to me, that sounds like an amazing combination, and it is. And so I hope people have fun with this one because yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah.
I'll be hiding in the balcony once I'm done with my clipboard. Just listening to everyone's reactions.
Sure, we'll all be peeking in or running in now and then just to check it out, because it looks like we saw the trailer ahead of The Howling, and it was such a blast. It looks like it's so fun. So I'm super looking forward to seeing Dust Bunny on Wednesday at 6:15 p.m. at the Little. Yeah. Our next feature Wednesday night is Night Stage, preceded by One Night Cherub. What do we want to say about those?
I would say the theme of that is, like, you know, sometimes it's not worth it, okay? Like, sexy times are great, but, like, when death gets involved, you just got to stop, okay? That's just from me to you, my aunt nature, it's not worth it. But
some people just need to learn that the hard way.
Yeah, you get one chance, and then you learn it real hard. Ha, hard.
That will make sense next week.
I would say they're both very queer. Mm-hmm. They both have a thriller element, a killer element. Night Stage is about a part of like a mix of like, what if ambition and horniness overrides your natural sense of survival? And I'll tell you, on a personal level, when I was watching the screener, about the halfway point, I didn't stop screaming at the screen for multiple characters to stop making these decisions, which of course makes it a great film. It's got a little bit of camp. It's got a little bit of like giallo neon. You're watching people make bad decisions, but it's good for us. It's a ride, and I was cackling at the end, just cackling. Oh, gentlemen, why are you doing this in public? There's a killer out there. So if that sounds like a good time, after Dust Bunny, stay for a little later and you know, watch us get a little adult. But also, yeah, don't worry, we have the kills in there too. Don't, yeah, Anomaly doesn't leave you hanging.
Yeah. If you love an erotic thriller as much as I do, yes, this is for you.
Yes. Agreed, hands down.
And then we move to Thursday. Thursday is where we make our annual pilgrimage to the home of film.
Yeah.
The Eastman House. The Dryden Theater.
Yeah, they keep letting us in. It's so weird.
We haven't learned yet.
We found a back door and they let us in somehow.
Yeah. Put a brick. Keep it open.
Yes. So they've actually been really great with us. And one of the things that they enjoy doing is kind of digging through the vaults.
Yeah.
To find cool stuff that maybe they haven't shown in a while or ever, that might fit with the Anomaly sensibilities.
Yeah.
And so far, we're 3 for 3, I feel like.
Oh, absolutely.
Because this year, we've got Cannonball.
So fun.
Paul Bartello's follow-up to Death Race 2000.
And it's preceded by Evenly Matched. Which is such a joy.
It's such a blast.
And that's a local short, right?
Yeah, so it's a local documentary short. So we're, like, really hitting that. Yeah. It's just about community. So which, if you're coming to Anomaly, I hope you experience that with the rest of us. So it felt like a great fit.
Agreed. Yeah. It's a different subset of community where we're all geeking about films. They're gamers.
Some of them are trying to game.
Yes. Gaming, it's to different effect. But yeah, it's such a blast to watch them kind of learn and grow, and it's a blast. It's a really fun documentary, and I think they're going to join us to kind of talk that over a little bit too, which I'm really looking forward to. And then, Cannonball, which...
It's I believe it's one of the first, if not the first, of, you know, like when Hollywood's like, hey, we like an idea, and then like everybody goes for it. So everyone got really involved in the idea that there was this cross-country race that they used to do, where it's basically like, you know, it was to protest speed limits.
Yep.
So the movie Gumball Rally and Cannonball Run are all based on the exact same thing that Cannonball is, where it's a bunch of different people for different reasons and different vehicles racing across the country. No limits, no holds barred. The stuff happened. Yes. Does David Carradine wear like this red hoodie, a red bandana, and like no shirt sometimes? Yes. Yes, he does. Is he basically kind of the same role he played in Death Race 2000, which is a movie before this? Yes, just like in reality and not in the future. Yeah. Does Sylvester Stallone show up? Maybe. I won't tell you, but you should show up just in case.
Yeah.
Watch a movie full of camp fun filled with goodies, because Paul Bartel did not like making car movies and Corman made him make another one. So watch someone not wanting to make this film make this film, and it's kind of a joy.
I was going to say, the joy is exactly the word I was going to use. Like, it is a joy to watch. Yeah. And yeah, he hides it well if you did not want to do this, because
Well, that's why he puts in a musical. He wrote a Cole Porter number for him to perform. That's why Baby Joe Dante and Baby Alan Arkush, Roger Corman, like anyone who showed up on set kind of got in the film, I think.
You can see where he's just trying to entertain himself, but it's so fun.
Yeah, he entertains us too, so it's a gift.
Yeah, it's a blast. And as usual, that's our only film on Thursday, but we pack a lot in on Thursday night. Friday we go, and we're changing it up this year. We're kind of experimenting. We're going to launch the weekend a little earlier than we usually do. At 3 p.m., we've got a really cool shorts program for you. So sneak out of work early. If you haven't taken the time off, you may want to get a doctor's appointment in.
Is that tickling your throat? Yeah. Oh, no.
Anomaly will prescribe you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
An hour or two off of work.
Yeah. We'll write a note. It'll be fine.
I was going to say, can we put that up on social, a doctor's note for Friday?
I was going to say, that is an amazing idea.
I'm making a note. Don't worry. It's going to be real official, everybody. Yeah. Don't tell them where you got it from.
Signed, Mrs. Anomaly.
I guess the potato? Or
oh, yeah.
Or little guy?
I like that.
Signed by the potato.
Co-signed by Gordy Pumpkin.
Dr. Gordo.
That's the little guy. Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. We should get two signatures that are both fake. But that would make it. Okay, I like
Sign
where this is
duplicate,
going. Should we talk about like a couple shorts?
Yeah, why don't we talk about a couple of the shorts in that program? Something to kind of wet everybody's whistle for their early afternoon sojourn to the little.
I remember the last film that's in that batch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Norma with Nicole Byer.
Oh, I want to be Norma. Well, somewhat. Well, yeah. Some of her decisions might be an issue.
Yeah, I was very excited to see how Adam decided to program the shorts and was very pleased to see that one kind of round one out.
Because it felt right.
Yeah. And we've tortured our audience so much in past shorts programs with the last short. So this
is a joy.
Yeah, this is sending you off with love.
Yeah. I like Invasion 53.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. I want to spoil, like, Jeffrey Combs is in it. And, like, if you're a particular kind of, like, genre film, you're already there. You've already bought your ticket. Watch him be, you know, maybe not fully human in a nice black and white, like, 60s sci-fi pastiche. But, like, within, like, just with, let's see, 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Like, you'd watch this whole film, but 10 minutes, and then we have a whole bunch of other shorts. It's good.
Yeah.
It is chock full. It's the name of the program is Freaky and Funny Shorts, and it's heavy on the funny. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm flipping through the lineup in here, and I'm like, oh, no, I laughed out loud at, I think, all of these.
Seance for the gram. Hey, hey, are you sick of influencers, and you think, like, maybe they're uncaring and deserve a little revenge whore?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I don't want to I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm going to say, watch the ring light and see what happens. I gasped and then laughed.
I take it back. There's maybe one or two in here I didn't laugh at. I don't want you all to think I'm a sociopath.
Yeah, like looking at the list. Oh, I'm looking through all
like Den of Winter? I'm like, did you laugh?
Den of Winter, I don't think I laughed at that.
I was going to say, leave it to the listeners to decide which ones you found hilarious.
If you find it funny, that's valid, listener.
I'm sure you'll tell us afterwards. You can let us know.
Why did no one talk to Matt after Friday? Well, he said he left it every short in that one. And then we move right along, and we go into at 6:15. I'm saying these times on purpose because I want you to be prepared and make sure that you're in your seats on time because we've got so much good stuff for you. It's Empty Jars and a Useful Ghost. Now, we'll talk about Empty Jars first because I think more of us have seen that one.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to play favorites, but I think it's one of the shorts that just hit all the buttons for me. It's a story. It's like a beautiful story, but also it's creepy, but also it's a bit of like, oh, what happened? And it's beautiful. It just, you know, there's certain things that are just like a nice, complete story, and it's wild that it's just a short. Like, I would watch more of this, but it tells you everything. It's a fun idea that I haven't quite seen done well.
Yeah, it felt unique and it was very satisfying.
Yeah. Also, dudes. Take that as you will.
Dudes.
Forget them. Yes. a running theme, perhaps. Dudes. Are they worth it?
Just guys being dudes.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah. Just a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a podcast.
I mean, positive or negative for you. We'll see. And then we all look at Adam.
Adam, what do you think of A Useful Ghost?
Hey, I really like this movie. wouldn't it be terrible if I was just like, this one? This is the dud in the bunch.
Here's your dinner break, everybody. No, we never say that.
Oh, man. No, we continue the possession through line with A Useful Ghost. A film from Thailand that I saw at TIFF and didn't know much about, and it is a surprise at every turn. The basic premise, as much as you can even try to describe this movie, is about a guy whose family owns an appliance factory. His wife has recently passed away, and he discovers that her spirit has been reincarnated in a vacuum cleaner.
That old chestnut.
Yeah, exactly. But from that premise, it goes so many unexpected places that I just found endlessly delightful. It's a ghost story. It's a romance. It's a satire. It's got some things to say about capitalism.
Love that.
And as surprising as it is to hear, as it was when I first heard this, it is Thailand's official submission to the Oscars this year.
Is that right?
I love that.
Which is a bold swing that I really respect.
Let the vacuum accept the award. Let the vacuum accept the award. Come on.
Like when Godzilla minus Zero had won, and they went up there with their Godzillas.
Yeah.
So great.
It's continuing our streak of finding the film that somebody is going to submit for the Oscar.
Yes.
Yeah,
Damn.
Robot Dreams and
Flow
last year and Useful Ghost this year. So,
see, you're welcome.
That's what I keep saying. This is why Adam is the greatest.
Yes.
Because he finds these diamonds in the rough.
Wow.
Here we go.
Impressive.
A professional.
He's a professional. So at 9:30 on Friday night, we've got Reflections of a Dead Diamond, preceded by Drainomania. We'll start with Drainomania.
Yeah, I'd say hashtag relatable, since I like to clean a lot. You just make sure you're in a well-ventilated space. That's all.
We're here to help with our programming sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it's educational.
Yeah.
I like that we programmed the educational short at 9:30 at night.
Well, listen, that's where we could fit it in, all right? Yeah, Public access television.
Perfect, yeah. And then Reflections of a Dead Diamond, which... Who wants to grab that? I have not seen it yet. I am very excited to see it. Based on what Meg has told me about it, I'm excited.
Oh, we'll share it. Oh, I'll start. Okay. Hey, do you like James Bond? No, not James Bond. Do you like the Eurospy ripoffs? Like, you know, like a good like Italian version that doesn't understand copyright and doesn't care to? This is a movie for you. Also, hey, do you like Fumetti, those kind of photo comics that perhaps you know, where it's like, it's photo. Anyway, do you like Danger Diabolique? These are all things that you're going to want to like, and then you're going to watch this movie, which is like this visual, like, kaleidoscope of an old, maybe, spy who's remembering the good old days, but maybe he was an actor instead. Maybe this doesn't happen. Was it just a story in a book? Also, everything bright, bright, shiny, shiny. There's like a killer sequence. Diamonds? Yes, there are diamonds.
I would hope so.
Yeah. And full Danger Diabolique, like, costume. It's great. Yes.
So excited for that.
Tag.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how I can top that. There's sound effects. Yeah. It is.
I'm keeping the ASMR. I got I can't let it go anymore.
Yeah. Very much a vibe film that I think people are going to find delightful. Yeah. Visually incredible. And yeah. Just if any of the things that Meg said are up your alley, I think you will enjoy this one.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I was like, you're gonna like this one.
I just want to sit in the theater right now. That's why I was like pausing. I was like, oh man,
imagining.
I was just having my own moment. I'm very sorry, everybody. This is how excited I get about the festival, is that I just picture myself in the theater, even though I could have watched. Never mind. It's a whole thing. Anyway, Saturday, November 8th, we start out with our second shorts program for the first time. I think this is the first time we've done two shorts programs since the gas leak year.
Yes.
And it's the Strange and Spooky Saturday Shorts, where we had the action-packed and funny ones on Friday. Now we're going into strange and spooky, but also sometimes funny. Just, you know, we like to give you a mix.
Yeah.
Also gross. We got Skeeter in there, which is a two-time Anomaly alum. Yes. We forgot about the zombies, and we joined a cult.
Yes.
Three for three.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say this is the grossest one.
Yeah.
Complimentary.
Right. We do love our gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have. Okay. Speaking of funny, I got the one I watched and said this is the one that lives in my heart. Evil Dinner. it also has puppets, and you know, like, okay, if a pizza gets delivered to you and you didn't like order it or something, like, you never know what's in the box. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, you never know what's in the box. But luckily for us, it's not just a regular pizza, and we have a good time. I had a great time. The guy, not so much.
Yeah. Tether is in there.
Oh my God. Like,
and yeah, Tether is a short that I could have sat and watched a feature of.
I was going to say, I feel like there are a bunch in this program in particular that I'm like, I hope they go back and revisit some of these concepts, because any one of them could be features and would be incredible.
Oh yeah.
And Tether's like gorgeous. It's got that lovely like sci-fi world building in such a short amount of time. Another one that has kind of some world building in a short amount of time is Amira.
Yes.
Which is exactly the one I was looking at when I was saying that. Like, yes, I want to see that feature.
Oh my God. That's, again, it's always wild to me, like, when someone can fit in so much in a short and it doesn't feel overstuffed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it is just the right amount of time to tell that story. And what a compliment to be, I wish there was more. Yeah. Like, can we leave it like, damn.
Yeah.
Give me more.
A world I've never seen before, but yeah, that I just want to spend more time in.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch. I don't want to live there.
No. Yeah. That's
good luck, little children, musicians. Have fun.
Let me enjoy this from the safety of my movie theater.
My clumsy fingers. It wouldn't go good for me, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll revisit that on Saturday morning.
Yeah, around
lunchtime, you'll realize how funny that is.
I like to preload the jokes. Get them in there.
Yeah. I love watching it dawn on people after it. It's great. And then any other shorts we want to talk about before we move on to the afternoon?
I could just
feature?
Keep going, so we should probably
keep it moving.
We'll leave some surprises in there.
Yep.
Just know that historically, the Saturday Shorts program is one of our most popular programs, and
for a reason.
This year is no, it's you gotta go. It's great. Then we move on to By Design at 2 p.m., preceded by Reddening. Now, I haven't seen Reddening yet.
I'll take Reddening and then give Meg By Design. Reddening is, if you enjoyed After Blue, this is for you.
Big After Blue vibes.
Yes, and I feel like it connects really well to By Design. You will understand after you see it. I don't want to spoil it for you. Very, like...
Is By Design a sequel to In Fabric?
Not directly.
Okay. A good question.
But you're not far off.
You're asking the right questions.
Yeah.
You'll notice how pregnant a pause that was when you asked that.
All of us just staring off into the distance. Yeah.
So of course, I loved this film. I love Amanda Kramer, director. I love her work. But it's very singular. So here's the thing. Like, this is the gamble film for you. Like, it's very weird complementary. It's very different complementary. The story, oddly enough, the second movie we have, which is about a woman becoming an object. In this film, Juliette Lewis is this also movie struck a little close to home. She's a middle-aged woman who maybe feels that she's not heard or seen or valued in her life, but she finds this really beautiful chair and she wishes so hard and admires it so much that her soul transfers to the chair. So now she has just her body, which goes on and lives her life. And it's a bit of a statement that it doesn't really change. Her friends talk to her the same way. Her mom talks to her the same way. No one seems to notice that she is a slumped over body. Whereas as the chair, this man, it ends up being a gift. It's messy. But he loves this chair. It's a gorgeous chair. He senses the soul in the chair. Like, what if you were just seen as your soul, right? Or if you're seen as a soul? And oddly enough, the objectification is positive in this because she has use and love and wow. Hey everybody, I don't want to break down in a film where there's dance numbers and a chair is a person, but it might happen or it might not click, but that is okay.
Yeah,
because I'll be there crying again thinking I processed it and I didn't,
and they were like, another thing that I missed. No.
Yeah. But yeah, if you liked In Fabric, I think there's a similarity in a weird satirical idea that also has emotional heft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. For sure.
I would agree.
Thank you for my therapy session.
Of course. No, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. I love your passion for this film.
Yes. From there, we go to 4:45 p.m. at the Little Theater, as always, except for on Thursday, don't forget. 4:45 p.m., it is Mother of Flies, the latest Addams Family movie, 1D and Addams, our friends that made
Hellbender
a couple years ago, Hell Hole that was on Shudder. Where the Devil Roams. They've been prolific. I think it's been a movie every year since Hellbender. They are just on an absolute bender. That didn't work.
Tear through reality.
I feel like Bender's come through a disastrous end, and we don't want that for them.
No. So far, every single one has been fantastic, and Mother of Flies is no exception. It's preceded by Vowels. Who wants to speak on Vowels?
I can speak on Vowels because I haven't seen Mother of Flies, but very excited. Vowels just kind of sticks with you. It's and also, you know, our whole theme of like dudes. This one is also dude.
Yep. Visceral.
Yeah, that's the perfect word.
Visceral.
Visceral vowels.
Yep.
Another one.
Yeah, I feel like there is probably more of those. Actually, there are more dudes later in our schedule.
It's kind of emerging,
so.
Right? Yeah,
it comes through. There's a pretty good line there, yeah.
Yes, but
Mother of Flies. Mother of Flies.
I mean, I could talk about it again, but I feel like I'm taking a lot of oxygen right now. It will be less as we go on. But
go for it.
Okay, because this is another one I liked quite a bit, and it's dealing a bit with, like, okay, what I like about this, because it's about, there's a young woman, and she's had terminal cancer, and she's at the point of, like, there's nothing else to do. And she has a father who's trying to be supportive, and she has found, through some way, as you learn in the movie, that there is a witch in the woods who says that she can heal her. And this is a bit about nature and humanity, a bit about sometimes the cure is hard and terrifying, but you wouldn't do it if you knew. I think there's a bit of the, what does a witch do? A witch tells the truth. Maybe it's not the whole truth because you're not ready for the whole truth and you get guided to the rest of it. And it's a bit about belief and the horror of illness and how ugly it can be and how horrible, but also walking that path anyway. And it's just gorgeous. Hey, do you like moss covered shit?
Who doesn't?
Right. Do you like snakes coming out of places? Maybe they don't. Do you maybe like, oh, is that a grave? Also, there's a witch story in there too. It's good stuff. I love it. It's very on theme, but it's also just, I think, theme in general of dark times and sometimes that hope is prickly and thorny and nasty, but it's what's going to get you through.
Yeah. It's got that good folk horror.
Yes.
Married to the all the thematic heft that you described with, you know, the Addams aesthetic. I feel like their films have a very specific feel to them that is very tactile, let's say.
That's a great way to put that.
Yeah, it's like the side of our reality. Like, it's our reality, but a little on the side, you know? Mm-hmm. I love that. It's a pocket reality. With snakes!
Pockets full of snakes with the Addams
family. Coming 2026.
Oh, yeah.
Pitch that to Zelda. Yeah, she might be into it.
Oh, that's right. We should say that Zelda Addams will be joining us for a Q&A after the film.
Looking forward to that. We had her parents here a couple years ago, so
we're
collecting all the Addamses.
They trust us.
Then at 8 p.m., it's the latest from Albert Burney. It's Obex preceded by Blue Light.
Blue Light's fun. You get a little like computer musical.
It's a musical.
Yeah, and it's a joy with lovely songs.
And I feel like a very cathartic ending for many of us. I was like, yes. I wish that had happened in lots of other situations.
Yes.
And I have not seen Obex yet, but I loved Strawberry Mansion so much. Right. So what do we want to say about Obex?
Obex is, I feel like everything you want from an Albert Burney film, that imaginative, creativity, handcrafted aesthetic, ode to old school video games and,
VHS too.
Yeah, definitely.
Like analog.
Yeah, very that's analog. Yeah, thank you.
I saw your fingers and I knew you meant like, analog.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, Meg. Also an adorable dog. What's not to love?
Hey, Sandy.
Who captured the Anomaly team's heart immediately.
Yes. Everybody's team Sandy.
100%.
And then we're in an experimental mood this year, I feel. It's kind of
the movies 100%. Are a little weirder than previous years, but in the best way.
Yeah. We need them. We need the weird ones. The universe provides. And sometimes the universe is like, you know what you need? Your brain to get whacked so off of course that it heals itself on the way back on the road.
For sure. And with that, at 10:45 p.m. It's a late one. For good reason.
For good reason.
It's anything that moves, and it's preceded by Starcrossed. I have not seen Starcrossed yet. I feel like I'm saying I haven't seen much. I'm very excited about our lineup because everybody's in for a treat, including me, apparently.
I think Starcrossed is just like, hey, careful on the apps, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe
a cautionary tale.
Yeah. It's a cautionary tale. I don't want to spoil it, but a cautionary tale, everybody. But funny.
Yes.
But also a little gory. Mm-hmm. And that fits with anything that moves.
Yes.
Yes. It's Alex Phillips's new film. I don't know if anybody's seen All Jacked Up and Full of Worms.
I missed that one. I'm so sorry.
It's the best title. Oh.
It's so good.
It ran a children's morning at the Irondequoit Library. No, it's great. It's got its own style, and so does anything that moves. It is. This is one I have seen, and I'm very excited about.
Yes.
Believe it or not, it's an erotic thriller for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's shot on 16mm. It's grimy as all hell. Mm-hmm. But it's also really pretty in places.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Anybody that stood still long enough, and I've talked about this movie, I was like, it's the most sex positive, body positive, body horror serial killer movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's about community.
It's about community.
Yeah.
I was gonna say all that. It's got a lot of heart to it, which you wouldn't expect, but I feel like adds that extra little bit of joy.
Yeah, like is it explicit? Oh yeah, totally. Is it gory? 100%. But also, like, it pulls off this, like, this miracle of, like, I felt warm after. I'm like, I like these people. I like these characters. I like that idea. Like, no, sex is good. Pleasure is good. You know, and what is the antagonist is greed, selfishness, violence, someone who could have that love too, but insists on it's only mine, or I need to judge you for it, or I'm wrong for it. Like, it's all the, like, it's all the good story. Like, yeah, that love is there, and maybe don't be killing people. You could have it. He's on the app. Liam is on the app. Just order a sandwich, wink, from the app, and you can too can have a golden tinkly music orgasm. Like, those exist in the world.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's just a beautiful, fun little movie that there's a ton of sex and violence in it, but it's in a fun way. It's very, like, it feels like it just got ripped out of 1976.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, it feels like I time traveled. Like, we have an app, we have phones, but also, like, everything, the look and feel of it is so 70s.
And like, not in a, I'm trying to be a 70s movie, but in that genuine, like, weird way. Like,
we time traveled.
Yeah, like how 70s allowed itself to be weird and sexy and a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's an, like, actually, it came from the 70s. But you have to have the app. Snacks, triple X at the end. Wink.
Maybe it's a pocket universe.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Similar to your Mother of Flies, where
less snakes.
Yes.
Well,
I guess a different kind of. Well, yeah. No.
We can't beat that. Oh,
good God. So, anything that moves, stick with us for a late night treat.
Yeah.
It's a goodie.
Yeah.
Come back in the morning, early. Don't look at me like that.
No, I was like, we'll be there with donuts. That's what I was going to say. Donuts. We'll be there with your donuts and coffee. And by we, I mean you and I.
Yeah, that's true.
The morning people. Some of us you don't need to see in the morning because we like you and we don't want you to hate us.
Traditionally, yes. We'll get up at early for us, which is 10:30 in the morning. Because we did just leave the theater at almost 1 o'clock the night before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we come and we have donuts and coffee and in the mouth preceded by Manny Wolf.
Manny Wolf is such a joy. He is a precious peach.
He's dude positive.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not all just dude negative. Manny Wolf, good guy, good bro. Good werewolf.
I want nothing but the best for him.
I want him to do so well. We're all Manny Wolf fans here, everybody.
And then in the mouth.
Which sounds like it should be anything that moves.
It's true.
But it's the opposite of it. Thought, yeah.
Very much the opposite of that. It's a, how would you describe it, Adam? Because it's kind of hard to put your arms around.
It's a dark comedy, a little bit noir also. Yeah. Very deadpan sense of humor that really tickled me.
It hit for me in a big way. Yeah, it's very funny, but it's very dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that it's a little surreal. Well, I say a lot of surreal. I take that back. Yeah, there's at least one element that's pretty damn surreal. I appreciate that this is the filmmaker dealing with his own agoraphobia, mm-hmm. and about like not wanting to leave and that fear, even though, okay, here's the thing. I'm trying to give the main character a lot of grace, but there are times I'm like, dude, you have to fix this, please, which I think is what the movie is kind of getting you into his head. You're like, absolutely. My man, just make dude. Different decisions. Stop. This is dude, I need you to be better. I need you to be better. And the movie's about him trying very hard, just, it's tough.
It's hard to overcome that.
Side note, I really can't wait for you guys to find a movie called Deadpan, which is like a possessed bedpan that does some hijinks of many varieties.
That would have been the trilogy.
It's true. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye out.
I will say that this year, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but this year is the year that we've had the most filmmakers attend the festival over the course of the weekend. So if you get a spare couple minutes, you can corner one of these lovely people.
Pitch the idea.
Very talented. Pitch them deadpan.
And film it here. Film it in the Rochester area. Yeah.
Yes. Talk to the film commission and you can make this happen.
Yeah, we have to get it past the censors, past the original film commission. It has to be family friendly, of course.
Of course.
When you think anomaly, you think family friendly.
We have to put slightly in front of safe for everybody.
Oh, deadpan. at 12:45 on Sunday, we've got Beyond the Drumlins, preceded by Simon.
Simon.
Simon, which is an ode to
Sims.
The Sims, and also Matt Turk.
Yes, that the fact that every comment was like, Matt, I'm worried about you, or Matt, did you see this?
Matt, our other anomal dad that isn't here tonight, has regaled us in the past of stories of him torturing all sorts of virtual creatures in different games, Sims.
Roller Coaster Tycoon, those specifically.
They just came to ride a ride. Yeah. They just came to go on the ride. Yeah. They didn't know they'd be launched to death.
And Simon flips it so you can kind of see the life of the characters that play in Matt's games.
We made it real specific.
Yep.
Universal? No. It's a Matt story.
Yes. Well, there are others, but yeah. So we all related to it. I laughed out loud watching it. I think it's a lot of fun. And then Beyond the Drumlins, it's a local story.
Yeah. Hello, folks. My name is Magnus. I am a host of The Mind of Magnus. It's a podcast where I focus on expanding my brain and bringing some awesome people along the way to help expand your brain. So I have some new seasons and some awesome new guests coming up this year. So join me. Send me some factoids if you have your own. I even have a call-in line. So check it out. Find me at mindofmagnus.com, wherever you get your Lunch Door Podcast Network, which is everywhere.
Hey, it's Pauly Guglielmo, host of the Pauly Guglielmo Show here on the Lunchador Podcast Network, where we talk entrepreneurship and all of the trials and tribulations, pitfalls and rewards, and there are many, of owning a small business. We do interviews with some of your local favorite business owners, learning how they built their brands, the struggles they faced along the way, and what they have in store for the future. And sometimes it's just me detailing my own daily wins and losses. It's called the Pauly Guglielmo Show, and I'd be honored if you'd check it out. New episodes come out every Sunday morning.
What do we want to say about Beyond the Drumlins?
It's filmed locally by a crew of Rochesterians in the woods. About a group that heads off in
to do a study.
It's like an archaeological study. To find things, but
yes, and things,
maybe instead they lose themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So very thematic for this year of Anomaly. It is unique and just I feel like we've spent like every year trying to find like a local feature that we want to present to people, and I feel like we finally found one. And
it's the theme.
Yeah,
it's
the theme. Absolutely,
it's really interesting, and it's a good movie, and we're excited to show
got
it.
That folklore thinkiness to it.
Yeah, with a little bit of sci-fi to it.
Yeah. Just that right. Like, what is this thing? What's happening? Why are you making these decisions, everybody?
A lot of that. Why are you making
these decisions?
Please leave.
You can do it.
From there, we go to 4:15 p.m. on Sunday, and that is I Am Frank Helda, and it's preceded by Melvin the Devourer.
That little guy. Film is delicious.
Our sweet little friend Melvin.
And the setting might be familiar. In fact, if you're sitting there, you might go, oh no, and you'll turn around and go, ah, I'm Melvin. It's very interactive. Only if you watch it with us in the little. You're gonna have an experience that no one else can have watching the short. Which
it's
is
true.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I Am Frank Helda. It's a stop motion animated film from Mexico, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the first theatrical stop motion film from Mexico. Yes. Absolute joy. Guillermo del Toro, I guess, has been
nonstop. He's a big fan.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's you can when you watch it, you'll immediately see why Guillermo del Toro was very taken with it. Yeah, it is just again, I feel like we've talked about movies that build a world, and this one absolutely does that. It is just astounding what this team of animators is able to put on screen. It's just gorgeous, and I'm so excited to actually see it on the big screen in a theater since I've only been able to watch it as a link on my laptop.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this, seeing the way it should be seen.
Yeah, this is meant to be seen in a theater. Just big musical numbers, big designs, awesome character designs.
Yeah.
Get some fun songs. So yeah.
And we can do cute.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still spooky.
Spooky cute. Yeah. I feel I feel like that is our brand. Spooky cute.
Like it would be scarier if it was just, is this just cute?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't trust this.
Yeah.
Oh, bad news, everybody.
The train is reaching the station.
The train is reaching the station. At 7 p.m., it ends. That's the title of the movie.
I was like, how long do you want that to stay?
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody
on mute.
I was timing it. I was trying to just come this side of David Lynch pause.
Oh, it's a
Miss you every day. So yeah, it ends preceded by Hope, as it always does.
We're hilarious. Adam, you're brilliant. I said we. I'm like, Adam, well done.
Again, we have to give Adam his flowers on this. This is
maybe not the type of hope that you consider, like you're counting on or you want.
And what do we want to say about it ends? It's hard to talk about.
It is. And I feel like the team behind the film knows that, so they've been very coy about releasing information about the film or imagery, but it is a first-time filmmaker, and it is one of those movies that you're like, this has such a clear vision to it that I've never seen before, and I'm excited for people to experience, because this is a movie that starts as one thing and shifts gradually to become something else entirely, and it just, the journey is just the best. I'm so taken with this movie.
It struck me as very Stephen King. You know, when you talk about relatable people in a wild situation, one that you can't help but go, what would I do? The classic, like, this is a classic, like, what would I do? We're going to have conversations after everybody about what would you have done
while we're eating our pizza?
Exactly. I watched it other night. After Adam and Matt were both like, you need to watch this movie.
Oh yeah, we all saw it together and stared at each other by the end. You had no one to stare at.
That was it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kara, for like the 12 minutes that she watched it. She had just gotten done with putting the kid to bed. So I was just sitting there on my own and watching this thing just kind of unfold and morph in front of me. And by the end, I was like,
huh.
Oh, wow.
Get a process.
Like, I need to talk to somebody about this now.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her and I went, I cannot wait to hear the conversations over pizza.
I was gonna say, yeah, I'm excited to talk to people about this one because I feel like this movie led to the longest group discussion we've had after we just watched the screener.
Absolutely. Also, do you like a Ginger Root the musician? Yeah, you'll like this. It's gonna change, I think, the meaning of the music. I feel like I'm not as relaxed anymore when I'm listening to it, but that's okay. That's the power of art.
I did not know the artist's name, and now I'm going to go home and look all of it up because I really enjoyed it.
He's great.
Great stuff. Yeah.
I have never felt more old than I do right now. Thank you.
I think, KP, you looked up because I was like, this sounds familiar. It was driving me nuts because it sounded familiar, and I couldn't grasp it. And I'm like,
which is on the playlist.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, and I was like, oh, yeah, of course. That's exactly who it is.
So that is this year's festival in a really breakneck version of it, just kind of running you through, I would say, the greatest hits, but all the hits, because they're all great. Tickets are available now. Passes are available now. It's anomalyfilmfest.com. Anybody have any last words about the festival? Anything that you want to say as we ramp up into, I don't care what they say about Christmas, the most wonderful time of year, the Anomaly Film Festival.
I'm excited to watch movies with people and talk about them.
Yes. Yeah. And also, like, it's gonna be right. Like, so we're going to do intros and there's going to be Q&As and we're going to decorate. Hey, watching movies is great alone. It's great. Sometimes you want to curl up, but sometimes you want to be able to stare someone in the eyes after you see something and look into their soul and go, what? Like, that is a precious human experience. And come out there and go, there's other humans watching this stuff and we're all humans together and let's feel stuff. And maybe get a little upset at Anomaly, but then forgive Anomaly because then we show you something later that makes you happy.
And we give you pizza.
We do.
Yes. Pizza and donuts.
And conversation and community. Excited to see everyone, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm most excited to see is all of our friends come back all of our new friends meeting all the people that were like, oh man, we're going to see these people for years now. This is great.
Yeah, we didn't scare you off. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So if you're one of those people that we just talked about that have been with us for 7 years, 1 year, 2 years, or if you're just coming from the first time and you're about to start your 7 year journey with us.
That's right.
We're excited to see you.
Come
hang out. Watch some cool movies. Eat some pizza. It's Anomaly Film Fest.
Yeah.
It's November 5th to the 9th.
Yes. It's happening.
It's happening.
At Anomaly Film Fest on all the socials we're willing to be on. All the latest news is up there. If you have a question, you can ping us. Again, on the socials we're on.
That's right. So thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the theater. Anomaly loves you. See you next week.
Bye. What's the website where people can buy tickets, man?
Anomalyfilmfest.com. It's anomalyfilmfest.com. Anomalyfilmfest.com.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Rally round the atoms with a pocket full of snakes. They rally round Anomaly with a pocket full of worms. Anomaly Film.